Dragon's Dogma 2, the highly anticipated successor to the cult classic Dragon's Dogma, is out now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and Steam. Dragon's Dogma 2 is a third-person action RPG boasting a richly detailed and deeply explorable fantasy world created using Capcom's RE engines, immersive graphics, groundbreaking character AI systems, and cutting-edge graphics. Dive into the vast and dynamic world where the Arisen is called upon to fulfill a forgotten destiny across the nations of Vermund, the Kingdom of Humanity, and Batal, the nation of Beastrin. Dragon's Dogma 2 revolves entirely around choice. Your choice, that is. From the sword and shield wielding fighter to the illusion conjuring trickster, there are over 10 unique vocations to choose from that all require experience to unlock new skills. And character customization is out of this world. Literally. Oh, and did I mention that the combat is really in-depth? It isn't just hacking at a giant's ankle for half an hour while you dodge roll attacks. You can engage enemies from a distance, climb up large foes, stab them in their weak points, use the terrain and trick, trip, or throw foes off high cliffs and raging waters. So visit DragonsDogma.com to buy the game and start your epic quest today. That's DragonsDogma.com to learn more.
It's the Drunken Podcast. The Drunken Podcast. Drunken Podcast, yeah. I'm trying to tip me out.
What was the last thing you said?
Vagina tip makeout.
Oh, okay.
It was one of the suicide songs.
Suicide He's right, song? Though.
That are so popular to bring in.
What?
The ones that are always just kind of like sad. And
oh.
Yeah, I was like anti-coffee up until that last part.
Yeah.
I want to see like... Hey, what's wrong with Mazzy Star?
Some Zydeco or like flamenco Drunk Tank podcast songs.
Before people start thinking that Gavino's back on the podcast, we should clarify that.
Oh, it's the other Brit.
Gavino is not here.
We have Ben on the podcast today.
Yo. First time.
Long time listener.
First time, long time.
Long time listener, first time caller.
First time caller. I'm so excited.
We got Gus, Griffin, Jeff, and Ben in the room, and hopefully we'll have some Bernie Burns later.
Hopefully.
That's the dream.
A pinch of Bernie.
Bernie Burns is doing some voice recording for season 9, I believe, right now.
Is he?
And procrastinating on stuff.
I heard yelling coming from his office, so that's probably what's happening.
It's probably it's a normal morning.
Apparently, you and I are doing our... Well, never mind.
What?
We're doing friend stuff.
I don't want to give any spoilers type stuff.
You just want to let everyone know that they're missing out on something.
No, I was going to say that you and I were going to do our Griffin Simmons lines today. But I don't know if I should say Griffin Simmons during season 9. So you're going to have to cut it.
Cut. Take two. Hey, welcome to the podcast.
Good job.
So I'm gonna fucking dive right into it.
Go for it. Dive.
Gus is on a roll.
Some motherfucker in this office keeps stealing my headphones.
Oh, dear.
That might be me.
And no, it's not you.
Well, I'm stealing some headphones from your office. I don't know.
Are they the gray ones? Are they the ones like on Jeff's head?
Do they have like a weird thing where they wrap around the cord?
I'm going to fucking strangle you.
It's on my bench.
A weird thing where they wrap around the cord? That's the best thing. Those are the best fucking headphones in the world. I have been walking around cursing at everyone in this goddamn office all morning.
They've been sitting on my bench. They're just sitting there.
Even worse. Why did you put them back?
What do you even need headphones for?
They're just sitting on the bench.
They are just sitting on the bench. You could have grabbed them at any fucking time. I'm not hiding them.
Griffin, quick question. What do you use them for?
I use them for listening in headphones. What else would I use them for?
You've got an iPhone. You have headphones.
I don't think I've got headphones for my iPhone, and I don't have any music on it.
Yeah.
I'm not set up.
It is. I mean, we do. It's one of the things we teach our daughter. When you borrow something, when you're done with it, you put it back where you
got
it.
Oh, come on. I was still using it.
Yeah.
I'm using them.
Do you think maybe the drunk tank needs to use them once a week or so? That's
I had to go and beg Nathan and Joel for headphones this morning.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That must have been terrible for you.
I accept your apology. Thanks.
You know what?
It's really nice when you admit your fault and you apologize for it. So
I don't have to be guilty to it.
No, you as much appreciated. Thank
you. I'll say this. You had to borrow two sets of headphones from Nathan and Joel, but she only stole one pair.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
there's another Phantom.
Well, I set up the fifth over there in case Mr. Burns comes in. Yeah.
So you admit you were wrong. That's what you're saying.
I don't.
No. Dude, that wasn't an admission of anything.
Sweetie, you know I love you, but I don't think there's any way you're coming across good in this conversation.
Well, I don't even think what is so wrong with borrowing some headphones. I didn't take. They're just on my bench.
I
hide them under XLR cables.
Well, Gus isn't always in his office. What am I supposed to do?
I hide them to try to make sure people don't take them.
You don't hide them very well.
There's crappy ones up top at eye level that people can see and can take.
It also seems like overkill. You don't need these professional grade headphones.
Oh no, they're not really professional. Oh, they're like $20.
Yeah.
Oh nice.
I just care about them because like that model's been discontinued and they have the new black ones and the black ones are smaller and they hurt my head.
Yeah, some people in this office have a giant head.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. That's why I have to grab these ones because the ones on my bench are small enough to fit me. Like the rest of them, like the ones Ben's wearing, they're too big.
Yeah, those that Ben have are awful. Ben came in and sat down at the seat with the absolute worst headphones.
Sweetie,
brilliant.
I feel like I should say this isn't coming out of nowhere. Like before you started working full time in the office in the old office, we had to order so many headphones that we had like two pair for every employee because headphone theft was such a big deal.
Oh really?
So there's like a lineage of hatred and frustration here.
Yeah. Okay. Don't think I'm coming out of nowhere. Yeah. This is years of pent up frustration.
We need to have some sort of undercover investigation. We need a sting operation to find out who's taking them.
Or just get like some kind of like RFID
tracker on them.
Low jack for headphones.
Gus is convinced that every Rooster Teeth employee has this pair of headphones at home.
We've got you. I swear to God, we bought at least 10 of those headphones.
By the way, this portion of the podcast is brought to you by Sennheiser.
Sennheiser, maker of the EH-150. Go buy it now.
There you go.
So are you feeling panicky about RTX yet?
No, I feel really good about it. I was feeling panicky like last week and the week
before.
Have
you had a chance to look at the list? Like the to-do list?
No, fuck that.
Okay. Oh, I see. That's why you feel so good.
I feel good. I was having some nightmares about it, but I'm feeling okay about it now.
What kind of stress nightmares do you get naked in your dreams if you're stressed out?
No.
Does that always happen?
That's not a big deal. Getting naked
is stress.
No, it seems like you're stressing out. Like, it's always like, I have to get somewhere. I got to get to work or a class or whatever. And then
so
I'm
naked.
And no, it's not like I get naked. I'm just happen to be naked.
You realize that you've been so preoccupied that you forgot to put clothes on.
Like, that's just like the added whatever, like annoyance.
Being naked is not a big deal for me. So
yeah,
I
guess you just like. Yeah.
I like the idea that you would get naked, though. You'd be like, oh shit, I'm going to miss the bus. Better take my pants off.
It helps. It's
I can run faster.
Yeah, more aerodynamic.
The bus driver's rubbernecking so you can catch up even faster.
Only in Austin.
Yeah.
But now I had a dream that I guess I didn't realize it was the first day of RTX. And all of a sudden I realized, like, oh, shit, RTX starts right now. And I was like, wait, where is it again? And I couldn't remember where it was.
Oh, shit, we forgot to get venues.
And I couldn't get there. And then, like, I got there and the event had already started. And it was in this terrible bar. And I was like, why are we having an event here? This doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Sorry, don't let everyone know about the terrible bar just yet.
Yeah, where was this bar? Was it an Austin bar?
No, it was like some place that doesn't exist. You know, like Dream World, Inception.
Yeah.
What was their capacity?
I think that was another thing. I think the venue was too small.
Did you ever have that where you have a dream location and it's awesome? And it's like such a shame that it doesn't exist in real life. Or something happens or you meet somebody and it's not like a real person. Mm-hmm. Or I had a dream once that I got this kitten and I got really attached to it in my dream. And then when I woke up, I realized that the cat didn't exist and I would never have that cat. And I had a name for it and everything.
You were just stuck with your crappy real cat, Opal.
This cat
didn't shit and piss on everything. So.
Does your dream cat ever come back? Is it like a recurring dream
cat?
No,
I've never. Linen has never come back.
What was the name? Linden?
Linen.
Oh, Linen.
It was like a little bone-colored kitten, like Siamese. Sort of, I don't know.
The absolute worst thing if you're having a dream is if you've been drinking and then you don't know what's a dream but what really happened. Mm-hmm. Does anyone else get that? Because I get that all the time.
This was in England, right? Because you can't do that here legally.
No, I can't.
Okay.
For clarification.
Do you have the dream
in
England?
Dreams take place in England where it is legal to drink at
night. Or in international waters.
This portion of the podcast brought to you by the English Board of Tourism. Get drunk.
Okay.
We should just start sending bills. To people for
for
promoting them.
Yeah. Like, here's a $25,000 ad campaign you unintentionally had on the Drunk Saint podcast.
Because we do such a great job
there you go.
Promoting products and stuff.
Dude, I bet if you looked, Maybach sales went up at least 2% because of the podcast over the last year.
I bet so. I saw one the other day driving up in North Austin.
Dude, did you really?
Yeah.
When I was in Orlando for MegaCon, you know that area of like goofy, fancy restaurants right there on
International Drive? Yeah.
Yeah, like Tommy Bahamas and all that shit. Well, right outside there, there's like a little, like a cul-de-sac kind of area where you park your fancy cars. Griffin and I saw a Phantom, a Maybach,
a Maybach,
a Tesla, what's that car that the we said nice car and the guy said you're welcome?
Oh shit! What was that?
What was that?
I don't remember
Bentley,
that.
A Bentley.
The Bentley.
And a Lamborghini, all parked next to each other, and then like some nice Mercedes.
Where was that? That was in California, right?
No, it was in Orlando. And
No. The one where the guy was like,
yeah, that was San Diego.
San Diego.
When we saw the Bentley. And anyway, they were all just back to back to back. And I was thinking, there's no way the people who own these cars are eating at Tommy Bahamas, right? Do you think they just rent those cars to make the restaurant look more impressive and park them out there every night from 7 to 9?
I don't know. Or maybe like it's a side business of theirs where they rent fancy cars.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know.
While you wait for your steak, go drive a Lamborghini down I-Drive. it'd be awful, like, having all those cars in one place like that. If you're a real asshole, just to walk down and key them all at the same time.
Yeah.
In one long swoop.
I refuse to believe that you would buy a $200,000 car and then park it in front of a restaurant where everybody in the restaurant wears Hawaiian shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Why would you buy an expensive car and then not want everyone to see it?
Yeah, but you'd want everybody to see it in a place better. Yeah, make you look like a dickhead, not a shitty chain.
Maybe it was a rich family on a road trip from like Ohio, and they're like, the kids want to eat in Tommy Bahama. They're like, let's pile into the Lamborghini old, and drive halfway across the U.S.
Yeah, the old Lambo road trip.
I mean, and where else, honestly, like in that area would you go? I mean, all the restaurants
Vito's
are right
Chop
there.
House.
Vito's Chop yeah. House. Man. You didn't go this past time, did you, when you were in Orlando?
We didn't. We were on foot, and it was a bit of a walk.
Man, Vito's Chop House.
So good.
I tried to get him to take me, but no, we were pretty worn out. Like we did the event, it was just the two of us plus Millie.
Yeah.
So by the end of the day, we hadn't had any breaks.
Yeah, that was like, and that's like a mile and a half from the hotel.
Yeah.
So it'd be a bit of a walk.
I had to walk that far to go to a Walgreens to buy like some Sharpies and stuff, and it was a long walk.
I know the Walgreens you're talking about.
Yeah. But, we ate at a Cuban restaurant over there.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Are there any Cuban? There has to be something like that in Austin.
Yeah, it's Havana.
Havana.
Oh, on South Congress?
Yeah, there's one on South Congress and one on 6th.
I had a funny story at Havana. That's where I was having lunch with my ex-wife the time I told her about you, and she threw food at me and stormed out of the restaurant.
This is sex.
I have not been there since.
With the one down in South Congress?
Yeah.
Nice. This is to clarify.
It burned down.
You
shortly
already separated,
after that, by the way. Yeah. We were separated.
Yeah, okay.
It was well over.
You didn't take your wife out to lunch and tell her about you.
She had already been dating for a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which I thought it was safe to tell her.
What a strange coincidence that it burns down shortly after.
Yeah, and then it burned down.
Bad news is delivered there. So. You think it's like Firestarter? Like she just thought about burning it down and just fucking it catches fire?
It was early on when we were dating, and I think it was when I first moved in with you guys. You guys were living together at the time. Ewan. Guts, not you and your wife.
That would be awkward.
It'd be a little awkward. But no, we were trying to figure out what to do with our extra mattresses, or had an extra mattress and box set. So we just stacked them all up on top of each other, and we had this super tall bed that we had to like jump and climb into.
It was like the Princess and the Pea.
But you said, oh, I'm really happy we have this bed because my ex-wife is only like, what is she, 4'5"? Like she's very short. There's no way she could stab us from here. Like
you'd like look over the bed and you'd see like a knife.
Just pop up.
Didn't you say that the other day, that Millie is almost as tall as your ex-wife?
Yeah, Millie's
over. How is that possible?
Millie's over 4 feet tall now, which is pretty tall for a 5-year-old, and my ex-wife is 4'11", so yeah, there's not that much of a difference.
That's really scary.
Yeah.
She's pretty tall. Oh, I think we're going to have to rein it in as far as what we let her wear and makeup and that kind of thing when she goes to public school.
Yeah, there's rules for that stuff.
Yeah, and like traveling, like she can't travel anymore. Like she's gonna.
Was she wearing like inappropriate stuff or what?
Well, she wears makeup and heels. And
what's wrong with that?
She's 5 and a half.
She dyes her hair purple or whatever. Apparently, then I can.
We're bad parents.
She's the new Willow Smith.
Fuck it.
No,
for instance, no fishnets.
Why should you have to rein in what you want to do for the sake of other parents?
Well. I was surprised that we actually got dirty looks about the makeup thing, but it's mainly causing an issue because the other kids want to wear makeup now.
I know, that's what I figured. You probably get dirty looks from parents because they don't want to have to tell their kids they can't do that.
Well,
but fuck them.
Yeah,
it's like,
exactly.
It's like it's
I feel
our
way
fault
that
your son wants to wear makeup.
Yeah.
Good deal.
It's America.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of reining it in, though, I'm thinking it may not be that bad of an idea that you and Millie don't have as much stuff to bond over lately. Because they got this little click going on.
It's about fucking time.
And,
you've been a favorite for 5 years now.
Yeah,
so.
There's a conversation I had with Millie in the car yesterday. Or no, it was at home yesterday. It was determined that I have one gray hair in my beard.
I remember that.
Ben was there. They discovered it. And Millie goes, Dad, I'm really worried about you. And I go, why? And she goes, well, you're getting a lot older. And I go, excuse me? She goes, I mean, your face is gray now, and soon you're going to be too old, and mommy's going to have to marry a new daddy. And I don't know if I'm going to like the new daddy. And I go, are you and mommy talking about this? And she goes, sometimes in the car.
That's not true.
Wow.
So what's it, at two, Griffin, what's going on? You guys making plans?
No, I don't. I'm not. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what she's referring to.
What's new daddy
is
like?
Is that why you're taking the extra headphones? You're giving him his presents?
She's very imaginative or whatever. Right. She makes up shit all day long.
Yeah.
She was getting really sad. She was like, I don't know how to help you. How do I fix this? It's like, we can't.
Apparently, you just replaced me with new daddy.
Daddy 2.0.
Yeah. So, thanks, Griffin.
Well, at least she's well-adjusted and ready for it.
Yeah,
and
apparently, Griffin's been preparing her for a while, apparently.
Well, that's good. Speaking of new daddy, so Arnold Schwarzenegger is
is a new daddy. Child. Dude, have you seen the latest development in that story?
Uh-uh.
Today it was determined that if you don't know, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Rhea Shriver separated 2 weeks ago. And it just came out yesterday that he had an affair, a 20-year-long affair with their
housekeeper, right?
Yeah. And he actually fathered a child with the housekeeper, and they kept it a secret for years and years and years, and
that's
for 10 years. That's what finally broke the straw. The straw that broke the camel's back was that Maria found out about the kid and was like, "That's it. I'm out.
I can't even imagine it."
Gets better. The woman has two kids. The ex housekeeper. They're both named after Arnold Schwarzenegger characters in movies.
No way.
Yeah, one is named Tanner. I don't know what movie that's from, and the other one's named Connor.
That is Connor. Funny.
Yeah, but anyway, she named both of her kids after characters that Schwarzenegger played in movies.
Well, he didn't. Okay.
Isn't that crazy? Like, just let that sink in for a bit.
I'm letting it sink.
I'm looking up what movie Tanner was in. I gotta know now.
You can look up. You can probably find the news article where they talk about it. It may not be characters that he played, but they're both characters from prominent characters from movies, like Connor, John Connor.
How do you think this is going to affect him career wise?
I don't think it'll matter.
Yeah, really? Know? Yeah, because California.
Mel Gibson's still got a career, right?
Plus, also
Woody Allen still has a career.
But I mean politically, not just his acting is whatever.
His political career is over. He's gone as far as he can.
Yeah, okay.
As a non-U.S. born citizen.
Yeah, I mean, governor of
California,
one of the largest states in the U.S. That's huge.
Yeah. So I'm sure he'll go on Oprah. Oh, Oprah's
he's got a.
Who's he gonna? He'll have to apologize to Ellen.
To Ellen,
yeah. Who else is there? Rosie's coming back, right? He can apologize to Rosie.
It's like the new confessional.
She is?
Yeah, I think so.
You know way too much about daytime talk shows.
I know more pop culture. I like Rosie.
So are they bringing back all these daytime talk shows since they canceled all the daytime soap operas?
I don't know if they're bringing them back because I think it's just that the daytime shows killed soap operas, and now that soap operas are going off the air, they're going back to formulas that they know work.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
I can't find the name. I'll link dump that stuff.
Cool.
Anyway, it's awesome. And supposedly, there was a rumor, there was a big scandal 10 years ago, I didn't remember this, that he got a stewardess pregnant, and then it just kind of went away, and nobody talked about it again. So maybe he
I wonder if it'll come out.
He could have a lot of kids.
He might have a ton.
Yeah, when he was younger, didn't he have a reputation as being a philanderer?
Uh-huh. Oh, he still does.
Yeah,
and there's all these clips of Maria Shriver defending him and saying, listen, I've known this man for 20 years and you've known him for 30 seconds and you think you know him better than I do. He's obviously not a philanderer.
It seems that amount of time that these kids have been kept away, where do you you keep them underground? How do you keep that a secret for so long?
Yeah.
Only two people have to keep the secret. Yeah. You just pay them.
I mean, he would have to, if he was going to be meeting the mother, he would have to be doing, proper undercover meetings with,
But she was the housekeeper.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Also. Well,
that would be good. Why would you want to do that? I can understand I can't understand having a 20-year-long affair. But if you were to have one, why would you pick your housekeeper? And nothing against housekeepers, just why would you want to have somebody in your house?
Well, I'm sure it's
good. And trying to maneuver that.
After you're done, she can clean up.
But
it's hey, that was great, babe. Make the bed.
Too, though, that's got to be a constant stress. You come home, you could potentially have two chicks pissed at you, and you don't want those two chicks talking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in 20 years, too, it's why would you want to have a monogamous affair? That seems stupid.
And I'm sure.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's another long-term relationship you have to manage.
Maria Shriver's probably why do we give the... Why are we giving the housekeeper a $20,000 raise every year? This doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
It's fucking nuts.
They've got a TMZ has a picture of her. She's quite old as well.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, she just retired, so it's not like she was a
20-year-long
affair. The kid is 13 years old.
I don't know. Can you imagine being satisfied with raising a kid?
Yeah.
And not even have like the guy in the in a picture where he can actually talk about it. I don't know, it'd just be too much for me.
I don't know. And the poor woman was married too. So can you imagine being the husband to find out that your 13-year-old kid isn't your kid? Like, that's got to be...
It's got to be obvious, though, like, early on, right? When the kid comes out with giant shoulders.
Wow, Arnold Jr. is really strong. It's really nice of you to name him after your boss.
Little T-1000 is packing on the back. All the headlines have been great, too. Like, Maria Shriver says, hasta la vista, baby. Arnold terminates the trust in his marriage.
Awful.
It's been great. Maria Shriver gets a raw deal. It's fucking...
That's a little more of a stretch. That someone was trying to be cute with more obscure titles.
Yeah.
Apparently, the housewife, though, kept it... didn't tell him it was hers. He just said it was, like, her husband's for a long time.
Yeah, then when she was confronted, she said no comment.
Yeah.
That's the best. That's you could say his house was full of true lies. I don't know. That's the best I could come up with here on the spot.
Maybe we should just move on.
Should we? I don't know. I think it's fascinating.
So the big story in TV today, this week, is Charlie Sheen is out and Ashton Kutcher is new in 2.5 Men.
Yeah, I saw that.
They don't care about that.
No?
Nah.
You're going to discover that Charlie Sheen was not a big deal and that the slot is important, and that people will watch whoever they put in that role.
Yeah,
for sure.
Especially if he's younger and better looking, and not Charlie Sheen is kind of creepy now with those.
Not a creep who buys prostitutes and has all gold teeth.
But his all the drug use is really making him.
It's aged him.
Yeah, he's not as cute as he used to be.
Also, I'd never heard of him until he got fired. So
really,
he was the most paid actor in television. I'd never seen anything he'd done or heard about him.
To be fair to Charlie, you live in the middle of nowhere.
Well, true.
The middle of nowhere.
So was he a big deal before this scandal?
Yeah, Charlie Sheen has been a huge actor for the last 30 years, probably. Mm. He was a big teen actor. His dad is Martin Sheen, who was a very famous actor. Mm-hmm. His brother was Emilio Estevez, who was also a very big teen actor. And so from the 80s on, he's been a big deal.
Did you play Mass Effect 2 by any chance?
No.
Okay.
No. Okay.
Charlie
Sheen was in Mass Effect 2?
No, his dad, Martin Sheen, was the elusive man. And you can tell, they modeled the character after him. It looks just like him.
Huh.
So PlayStation Network finally came back up.
And then went back down.
Kind of. Yeah. Came back up, kind of. And they took their website down again.
Really?
The users identified an exploit. You could...
Already?
To change people's passwords.
What happened was, when you needed to reset everything, you needed to give them your email address and date of birth, but those were the things that were stolen in the attack, so they didn't realize that didn't...
That's not secure, because information's out there.
Good lord.
So they've taken that back down again.
Yeah, I finally got my PSN back, or my PlayStation back online the other day, and as soon as I had logged in, it asked me to change my password.
Really?
Yeah. I think you could only do that on the PlayStation, the PS3 console. Your PlayStation account was registered on.
You know what's weird is
if you don't have that anymore.
Yeah, I don't know.
God,
I'm sure there's people in that situation.
Yeah,
I've been amazed with the loyalty. I don't know if it's like a denial thing or what with PlayStation fans.
I guess
where
they're just like
it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. I'm a huge Xbox fan. Our business runs because of Halo and achievements and those kinds of things. But if Xbox Live was down for a month, I would be pissed off.
Month that Portal 2 comes out.
Yeah, I mean, I would still stick with Xbox, you know, because I've got so much invested in it. But I wouldn't put a happy spin on it and be like, no, it's cool. These things happen.
It's kind of weird. I guess users are like that, but developers are definitely not like that.
Yeah.
But I guess it's because users don't pay for it. They're just like, well, I guess I can't. If they're paying for it, there would be an uprising.
Xbox Live had some downtime a couple years ago after Christmas, remember? After the giant rush.
It had a couple
days.
There
was like 2 days, I think, were spotty.
Yeah, that's also, I see a lot of arguments like on comments and stuff for videos, where people are like, yeah, you keep making fun of PlayStation for being down for 30 days, but Xbox was down for 7 weeks. What about that? Like, Xbox has never been down for seven weeks.
Yeah,
that never happened.
It was down for 7 weeks before it existed.
Right.
In their defense.
Yeah, there you go.
Also, I've never actually used the PSN until recently when my friend used it, and I didn't realize their trophy system, you need to sync. What is that all about?
Yeah, that trophy system has already been ruined, by the way. There was an exploit that came out a while back that allowed you to give yourself any trophy across the network.
That's just stupid. So. I don't get I see no advantage online-wise to PSN to Xbox Live.
It's free.
It's free.
Well, it's free, but, you know, it's not a lot of money for Xbox Live.
Xbox Live is about $5 a month.
Yeah, but, I mean, if you think about it in this another way, Xbox Live is an additional game a year.
It's an additional
game.
That's
a game a year. You aren't buying. Instead, you're spending for an online service.
Sure. But an online service that works and that is stable.
No, I'm with you.
And that is awesome.
I'm just providing balance here.
No, I agree. I totally understand the appeal of free.
You can still use Xbox Live free. You just can't play matchmaking, right?
What do you get for free? I don't think you really get
I think you just get everything, but you can't
you get, like,
do the matchmaking. You have all your friend stuff, and you can use the arcade. And
I think you can download, like, updates from games, but that's, I don't know.
It doesn't seem like there's really anything. I mean, you get an online service like that because you want to play online.
Right.
So I don't know why you'd want the free version of Xbox Live.
Anyway. Well, I'm happy for the PlayStation players.
Me too. I'm glad really, it's back.
I'm glad it's back.
Enjoy Portal 2 co-op. We won't spoil it for you.
Yeah, there you go.
So you played a little bit of L.A. Noire last night. What did you think?
That game is creepy. Creepy.
Yeah.
Have you played it yet?
Yeah.
The facial animations are... it's like, it's intense.
They're really, really good. Occasionally, I'll see, like, a little hiccup or something weird, but, I mean, I really can't complain about that.
Yeah,
because based on the overall quality of the animation.
They talk about how this is, like, the most like watching a movie a video game has ever been, but still immersive, and it's true.
Yeah, my wife has been sitting next to me watching the whole time. Anytime she needs to leave the room, she makes me pause it. She's like, I don't want to miss the story. Okay.
And I'm not very far into it. I'm maybe an hour into it, but the cool thing about it, the way they mix the cutscenes and the gameplay so flawlessly, and then also, like, the variety of gameplay, I don't feel repetition at all so far.
I'm still pretty early in, but I'm liking this more than a Grand Theft Auto game because I feel like your missions are almost like vignettes.
Yeah.
Where you start and you're told, okay, this is your objective, go over. Like, you don't have to go hunt for a mission.
Right.
You're told, go do this, go do that, and it's like, awesome. I get direction. And as you're driving, you get occasional, like, street crime or other stuff pops up.
Uh-huh.
And if you want to pursue that, it's like, okay, I'll go do that real fast. Okay, back to my main mission.
If you want to, or you just ignore it.
You can just ignore it. It addresses my concerns with those open world games being too open-ended and not having enough direction, but does it in a way that's not like levels, like an old style video game.
Absolutely. They also did something that I thought was a really subtle but really smart change. I was wondering, like, one of the best parts of GTA is the being able to use the GPS coordinates so that the game draws where you need to go on the map.
Oh, yeah.
And that wouldn't make any sense in the 1940s, right? So they have that mechanic where if you get lost or you're not sure the best way, you just hit X and your partner tells you where to go.
Yeah.
And that works so well. He'd be like, stay straight, second left. You know, like, and that's awesome.
Also, I like holding down Y and letting your partner drive.
You can do that?
Yeah, if instead of hitting Y, you just go up to your car and you hold Y, and you get in the passenger seat and you say, hey, you drive, and it just fast cuts to your destination.
Oh, that's awesome.
If there's any dialogue that's supposed to take place on the way, it shows you driving for a little bit, going through the dialogue, and then you fast cut to where you need to be.
That's perfect, because the one problem, and it's not a problem, but the one thing I noticed is that distances, like, every time I get a waypoint that I have to drive to, it's, like, on the other side of the map.
Yeah, I quit driving.
That's awesome.
I just let my partner drive all the time.
I haven't seen any marketing at all for this, and I know nothing about what it is. I'm guessing it's, like, a 60s GTA?
40s.
40s.
40s GTA?
And you play a detective as opposed to a criminal.
And it's all about solving crimes. And, by the way, the investigate, like,
oh my God,
is awesome.
Like, when you interrogate people.
Interrogation, that seemed really interesting. I was watching you play the interrogation. You get a guess based on his facial expressions or whatever.
Based on, like, the evidence you have and facial, like, the way they're acting. It's really, really cool. But I'm every time I have to make that decision, I'm like, oh, what is it?
I know. That's the one thing, because if you fuck it up, you got to go through the whole thing all over again. You got to start at the bottom of the tree and work your way up, you know?
It's like, annoying. Do I lie or is he doubting?
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes, like, you'll doubt. Like, I'll hit doubt, and I feel like my character overreacts. Like, one time, I was doing one of the early missions, and I wanted to doubt a statement a woman was giving me. So I just hit doubt. And the detective accused her of killing her husband. I was like, no, 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 no.
Yeah.
And I was like, don't go that far.
I know. I've been a little surprised by some of the choices, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah,
so your character's a little socially awkward.
It's a true reflection of the player.
It thinks one thing and says something else entirely.
It's definitely raised the bar for graphics, I think. Especially the way they mocap the face is just ridiculous.
I almost want to pick it up on the PS3 to see it on there, see if it looks any better.
I would assume it would, right?
Yeah, that's another thing. I'm curious to see how they handle it. Like, I saw it's a 3-disc game on the 360. I want to see how the disc... I hope it's as seamless as Mass Effect 2 was when it comes to changing discs.
Right. Yeah.
I feel like I should try this because I don't play many games. So and this is all you've been talking about lately. So
yeah, you should check it out. You would also probably like Portal 2. We've been playing a little bit of that.
I played a little bit.
It's a good game.
I preferred watching my friend play it because I don't want to play it, but I want to find out what happens.
You can watch it on YouTube, probably.
I did that for Final Fantasy 13 because I got to about the third disc, and I was really stuck, and I was like, "Fuck this!" So I just watched all the cutscenes in a playlist on YouTube. It was just as good, you know. I didn't need to play the game.
You didn't have any random encounters in your playlist.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much like the whole reason that Justin TV and live stream exists, right? So that people can live stream video game or Ustream. So people can just.
I guess I never got that though. I wouldn't watch a whole thing like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I like to play games. I watched Gus play Final Fantasy X. That's probably the last time I watched somebody play a game.
It was a long time ago.
But also, like, Portal 2 is very, you know, you're trying to figure stuff out. So you can do it, like, with friends around, like, telling you what to do and all that stuff. Final Fantasy X, I guess, isn't that, you know, cooperative.
You know what? Let's make it a longer time ago. I was thinking of 8. I watched you
play. Yeah, Final that's Fantasy what I 8. Thought you were talking about.
I played 10. Yeah.
I agree with you, though, Ben. Like, some games lend themselves better to, like, crowd suggestions than others.
8 is better than 7, by the way.
No, I don't. Right, well, is anything not, better than 7?
Like, Jesus, let's not. Right, let's not have an argument no one cares about.
A lot of people care.
No one that matters.
When my brother and I were playing that game, we both cried when Aeris died.
Well, spoiler.
Jesus.
Oh my god.
Fucking 14 years. It's only been 14 years.
But it was really sad. It was a tragic day for both of us.
It's only 14 years and 2 console iterations. God.
Did they remake it?
No. They did like a teaser CG movie to demonstrate PS3 power, but that's it.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, I thought they did something for the PSP for that. Like, maybe they didn't. I don't know. I remember it was like Advent Children.
Oh, yeah, there's like Final Fantasy 7, 2 or something, like one of those.
I guess like, because I don't own a PSP, but if you have one, you can download all the old PS1 games as like downloadable PSP titles, right? Is that right?
You can buy them, I think, and do that.
Yeah, so that you don't need a PS1 because they don't sell them anymore. And the newer PS2s and 3s don't play PS1 games, right?
Mm. Yeah, I would assume so. Just much like
who knows? Who has a PSP?
Xbox Originals.
Does anyone have a PSP?
I used to.
I let Dan borrow mine like 5 years ago.
It seems like they're totally dead. And that PSP Go thing is gone.
Yeah, the PSP Go is gone. But they're going to have the NGP probably later this year.
Yeah.
Which is the PSP 2.
I see.
Yep.
That's totally taken over by DS, I think.
Yeah.
I'm taken over by iPhone.
iPhone is what I would say.
Well...
We'll see. The 3DS didn't sell. I remember reading Nintendo said that the 3DS didn't sell as well as they had hoped. They sold well, but it was just short of their expectations.
It was short, yeah. And it was propping the company up, too.
The problem I had with it was that when I looked at the titles for it, I wouldn't play anything.
Yeah.
Which is the big problem. With anything that's, you know, that launches new, but...
Did I read recently, Gus, or did you see this? I feel like I read recently that the iPhone is the fastest selling portable gaming device of all time.
I'm pretty sure they do say that.
I have not read that.
I swear I read that like a week ago.
I think that they have said that in like their keynotes. Because a funny, interesting thing about that is from the very beginning, like when the iPod Touch came out, people were saying, why aren't they focusing on being a gaming device? And that was apparently something Steve Jobs wanted to avoid so that it didn't seem like a toy. Mm. It seemed like a serious device. And then only in the last year, I guess, they've started focusing on gaming and they've added... That gyroscope and all that stuff.
Well, now that they've established themselves as a serious device.
Yeah.
They don't have to worry about that as much, I guess.
There are some really cool games. There's like, have you seen Rage, I guess it is?
Mm-hmm.
Which is like this like shooter which has super, you know, high resolution graphics.
I think it runs at 60 frames a second too.
I think FM4. Once a couple months back, we dumped a John Carmack discussion where he talked about Rage on the iPhone and trilinear filtering and bilinear bump mapping.
Wow. You sound smart.
I pull those out of my ass.
It seems like...
You got a smart ass.
It seems like iPhone games, though...
Got a lot of bilinear bumps in my ass.
I don't know. It seems like iPhone games, there's all these like racing games and shooting games, but they're nowhere near as popular as just the simple ones like Doodle Jump, because they're so lightweight.
Well, it's taking established types of games and trying to port them versus people coming up with new games that suit the platform.
And it
better.
Doesn't work because you have this on-screen D-pad, and it just doesn't really make any sense, does it?
Yeah, I have Final Fantasy 1 on my iPhone, and like you said, there's an on-screen D-pad to move around, and it's just kind of clunky, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I did the same thing. I put like 5 hours into it and was like, all right.
I think I got really close to finishing it, and then I quit playing.
Yeah.
Because it was killing my battery.
Did you see this week... Chrome had their thing at Google I/O, the big Chrome announcements, and their big thing was they're bringing Angry Birds to the web browser with this new WebGL stuff, which I guess lets you play desktop quality games in the browser. And they've done it with Rage as well. So, and I tried it. You can play Angry Birds in Chrome, but I've never really gotten Angry Birds. To be honest.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm not.
It's the same thing.
Oh man,
it's
really addictive.
It's the new Tetris.
It's the exact same thing as those old Flash games. They did the same mechanic where you have to pull back a thing and then let it fly and knock things over. It's nothing new at all.
Well, you can say that about any game. You can simplify it down.
Yeah, those pig faces when they smile when you don't quite kill them. Like,
simply addicting. I mean, there's a reason it's been downloaded over 100 million
times. I understand. I think it's just me that doesn't get it.
I don't get why people are addicted.
It has, well, it's fun, it's simple, and it has a lot of personality, I think.
It does.
The personality goes a long way.
Yeah.
My kid is in love with Angry Birds. And Rio, especially. Angry Birds Rio.
One of the main problems, I think, with mobile games is how quickly you can keep going. Like, the other day I watched your rage quit of that Trials game, where you just press a button and you go again. That's really important. And then, like, Doodle Jump, you when you lose, you're doing it straight again. But it seems like with Angry Birds, if I mess up, I'm waiting 10 seconds to start again.
No, you can hit menu and then restart.
Yeah, you can even do it in the middle of the game.
Yeah.
I try that, but it seems so long. Like, you got to wait. For some reason, there's this stupidly long pause before they poof, poof, and then it's like...
Yeah, but you can restart. Wah, wah. There's a button, like you said.
I know what he means, though. Sometimes, like, you're waiting to go...
You're waiting to go again, yeah.
You're waiting for your next bird, and you have to the first bird has to blow up, and sometimes he'll just take forever.
But if you...
But you can scroll over to the side.
Yeah, you can,
and go back
you can
to
launch
the
your bird right away, but it doesn't always help you, because if you wait, sometimes things will collapse and give you another opportunity.
Yeah, no. Listen, you're talking to a guy who has three-starred every level.
Well, it doesn't sound like it with your argument over there.
Have you? Well, show us. Prove it. Where are your three stars, motherfucker?
They're on achievementhunter.com. I got guides.
Do we have Angry Birds stuff on Achievement Hunter?
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, I covered all of Rio. Three-star guides and then hidden walkthrough, hidden item guides.
Did you use Duran Duran music for...
I didn't, but I sang it in my head when I made the video.
So we've got Achievement Hunter itself is going to be new stuff coming to Achievement Hunter, right?
Yeah, we've been, now that you're here in America, welcome to America, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, nice to be here. I trust that Chipotle has been adequate.
I've been twice. I had six yesterday.
Yeah.
It made my life. Okay. Beautiful.
We've been redesigning Achievement Hunter, doing a lot of functionality tweaks that we've been wanting to do for a while, but now that you're here, it's just so much easier to do it in person. So we've added a carousel to the front page. We're changing the look of the front page. We'll be refreshing the graphics in the next couple of weeks. We're changing the game pages to flow better and to be more in line with the rest of the site. And we're going to be beefing up the search capabilities and the way you search for games.
So long story short, shit's going
to
be cool.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. It's going to be really cool. I think it's already cooler. And then we also changed all the navigation to highlight the stuff on Achievement Hunter that we think is cool that doesn't get enough attention, like races and tournaments and leaderboards and that kind of stuff. It's very, very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Ben.
Working a lot of optimizations and other things to get the site ready for a Red vs. Blue Season 9 launch.
Season 9, yeah.
Make it hopefully run even better than before.
It's gonna be painful.
There's no season 9 comes. There's no hopefully to it. It's going to be awesome.
It will be awesome.
You guys are doing great work.
I don't want to oversell.
Yeah, I do. I do.
It's tough because we've always had problems ever since I suggested we have release dates times like 9 p.m. for an episode. We've never been able to stay up for an episode.
I want to fucking strangle you. I fought that for so many years.
That's the worst idea.
That's
ever.
The worst
Sorry
idea
about that.
Ever.
But with our new guy Adam, who's our server engineer and has been doing loads of cool stuff, and we've got loads of things coming. It's difficult because whenever an episode comes out, we get like 10 times the traffic. Is it?
It's probably more than that.
Probably more than that.
1,000 times traffic then.
Okay.
yes. And you know, it's difficult to stay up, but we should. Fingers crossed. We're working very hard towards staying up.
See, I didn't promise that shit.
Yeah.
I know when to keep my mouth shut.
That's
fine. I didn't
say
shit about
Listen,
that.
Listen, when it doesn't work the way you expect it to, remember, Gus.
Yes.
Doubting Gus. It's
always Gus.
Fucking. It's a lot to try to do.
You're the head of the web team. You're directly responsible for everything.
I've got an office filled with people working now.
It's true.
I'm like Homer in the episode of The Simpsons when he goes to work for Scorpio. He's like wearing the Tom Landry hat. He's like, if my hat doesn't motivate you, I don't know what will.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I come from England, which is very cold, and I came to America and only packed clothes for very hot weather. like shorts, t-shirts. I come in, this office is freezing.
Yeah,
all the time.
You're the cold heart of the office.
Yeah. Exactly. I think, I don't know if it's the AC or Gus's heart that's doing it.
My office has to be so cold because it controls the temperature for Jeff's office and the room we're in right now. So,
and the stupid.
Yeah, these rooms get hot if I raise the AC. So I have
no one's working in here.
We're in here. What do you think we're doing, asshole?
But if no one is in here, why can't we turn it off in that?
Because it's still over there and over there.
I don't care about Jeff.
Thank you.
We'll do it for Jack then.
I do care about Jack.
No one's working in here. God damn it.
No one's working in here when
look
we're
that,
not in here.
Look at that whiteboard, dude. There's all kinds of stuff written on it.
Yeah, that was yesterday. I'm talking about today.
So we worked in here yesterday, is what you're saying. And we're working here today.
Yeah.
So work happens here every day, is what we're
saying. Yeah, that's what I'm getting at.
Like, there might be work tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
There's not there. Excuse me. On that whiteboard I'm looking at right now, it says Gus smells and there's stinky lines. That is not work.
You know why? Because it wasn't cold enough in here.
Yeah. that's not work. That's opinion.
Yeah.
I want to say that. I don't know who wrote that.
It was me.
It wasn't me.
Oh, hey. Can I give you guys a movie recommendation?
Okay.
On Sunday, Bernie and Ben and I went and saw the best movie ever.
Oh, my God.
We saw it in D-Box. It's the first time I've ever done D-Box. And I guess if you don't know what D-Box is, it's like...
Oh, we've talked about it.
Have we? Okay. Yeah. It's the wiggle chairs.
The wiggle chairs.
The best experience you can have in your entire life, and I'm including sex and parenthood, is to go see Fast Five in D-Box.
Really?
Let me say this.
It was awesome.
It was... way better than 3D.
Yeah.
It's it like they call it 4D, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was basically, we went to see Fast Five, and this whole entire opening sequence is this heist where you got cars coming to break this guy out. And it was, the car is like, not the car, your seats are just moving to it. And then at the end of this massive, like, bombastic sequence, it goes Fast Five, like on screen, and your chairs go boom. It's amazing.
It's a really fun.
I felt so American. I was telling USA!
Bombastic, huh?
It's the best worst movie of the year.
Nice. I don't even think it was that bad. Things were a little bit bad.
There was some
questionable dialogue that I heard some chuckling to.
I laughed a lot. And then also at the end when it was like directed by, I thought, this movie was directed. Interesting. I didn't get that.
So you don't think The Adjustment Bureau is the best bad movie of the year?
No, that was a bad movie.
I haven't seen that, but I was looking forward to it. Was it not good?
It's not good. Oh. But Fast Five is awesome. And there is a chase scene in there. Do you remember when you and I saw Bad Boys 2 together and they were having the chase scene with the corpses?
Yeah.
We were both like, this is a little too much, like, this is too much awesome to take.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There was a chase scene at the end of the movie, I won't spoil, that's like that.
It's in the trailer.
It feels like about 15 minutes, and just the mechanic of the chase scene is just ridiculous.
They show it in the trailer.
Do they?
Yeah.
It's fun.
But it did go a bit long, but it was just the most ridiculous, the best thing I've seen on the cinema of all time.
So implausible that cable would hold. But very
well, I'll wait till it comes out on Zune or Netflix or something.
Well, you're gonna miss.
You need to get in those chairs and move.
Just get your wife to shake your chair.
I don't want
to call it E-Box.
Maybe I can get her to shake her E-Box.
Oh, hey.
I don't ever want to go to that theater again.
Galaxy?
Why?
Because the last time I went. Everyone in, I shit you not, the theater stank like BO.
Ooh.
And there were like crying kids everywhere. Never going to
that. That sounds like our house.
Every other time I go there and I leave the theater, there's a dude getting a blowjob in the car next to me.
Wow.
I gotta start hanging out in the parking lot of Galaxy.
Like every other time, there's like some dude getting blown.
Here's the thing, though.
I have never encountered guys just getting blown places. Like, that doesn't happen to me. Like, really? I don't just go
I see
somewhere.
It all the time. Like, it's always there. And I also, every now and then at
the
intersection of 38th and a half and I-35, there'll be, like, a dude driving getting a blowjob there. I see that there all the time.
Well, that's, like, right next to, called? It used to be called O Cabaret. Yeah. And then it was called Crazy Lady or whatever.
Gus is,
are you talking about teenagers or old people?
No, it's not. I've probably never... The people you want to see.
No.
Getting and giving blowjobs. Gus is attracted to odd sexuality. It's like how every week we were downtown, he would see a homeless woman.
Odd sexuality is attracted to Gus.
Yeah, that's the way to say it. Thank you.
Doesn't sound like he's into it.
I didn't even believe it. When you were in the middle of your homeless lady boob run,
God.
I didn't even believe it. And one day when I walked to lunch and you go, oh my God, I can't believe it. Look. And I look over and sure enough, homeless people going at it.
There was two homeless people going at it. Like he was feeling her up. Her stinky homeless
boob. 12:15 on the middle of the street.
They were across the street from the food place though. So.
Yeah, that's true. But we had to go past
it. And the liquor store. Like, why did they put that liquor store right there next to the homeless shelter and, like, the homeless food place?
Because they're fucking brutal.
That sounds like a bad
Because it's the most profitable liquor store in Austin.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah. So they'd probably never have theft problems there.
Did you see that video last week of that woman getting mugged outside of Liberty?
Yeah.
I saw that on the TV.
Yeah, they caught that guy.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Oh, thank fucking God.
It was like some woman was walking down the street like into Liberty and some guy comes up behind her and like does this haymaker and hits her in the face.
Knocks her out.
And she falls down and he takes her purse and she's just like obviously like knocked out like a fighter. Like she's just sitting there like arms kind of like flailing.
Well, yeah, you're not even expecting it. You can't even embrace yourself.
And
for
she was
it.
Just some like little like petite scene girl, you know, really? Like walking into Liberty. It was really gross.
That's strange. It's so funny because like that part of town like a couple years ago, yeah, but now it doesn't feel like
the sucky part about it is that's where Griff and I hang out. Yeah,
that dude's mugshot looks like he might have gotten worked over a little bit.
Oh yeah,
he's got some bruising and some cuts on the face.
Yeah, you can't hit a girl.
Might have got interrogated.
Yeah, he may have bumped his head getting into the police car.
Yeah.
You know, on Friday night, who was it that went to that place that had Gordo's?
It wasn't me. It was you and Bernie and Brandon and
me
Jack.
Me and Bernie and Brandon and Jack. We had this conversation similar to this, where we went to this place that had bacon donuts, which is the best thing ever, by the way, where they were saying, if you see someone getting mugged and they had a knife, would you go up and tackle them? And for some reason, Jack was all... I hope I'm getting the right people here. Jack was all like, yeah, totally. But it seems like if you see someone getting mugged like that, and they've got, like, a weapon, you wouldn't be so quick to just jump in and help them. Naturally.
It almost seems like you'd probably be more helpful using your phone and calling the police. I don't know.
It depends on the situation. If I would say if somebody's just losing a wallet or a purse, nothing is worth getting stabbed over.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
if someone is being assaulted, then you would absolutely step in. You're not just going to stand there and watch somebody get stabbed.
But I think that's circumstantial, too, because you can see some guys in a knife fight and be like, all right, well, they're both... You know,
yeah, they both
engaged. Yeah. Yeah. Or even if one of them is losing, if they're both up to no good. I mean, it's not different like than some girl, I've seen some girl going into a bar, you know, and getting hit in the face, not expecting it.
I saw that video on the front page of Reddit.
It was up for like 2 days.
Yeah, I made it up there.
I'm just glad they caught the fucker. Because I don't want that happening to Griffin when she's going to Grackle or, you know, Liberty or Shangri-La or Rio Rita one night to.
I'm never going to Liberty ever again, so that doesn't matter.
It is true. We won't go to Liberty, but...
That's where my phone got stolen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Plus, I don't really like the scene. It's a little bit too punk bar-ish for me.
Yeah, I hear you.
Hello, Bernie.
I'm a big fan of Grackle now.
Anyway. Yeah, it's so good. There's a trailer outside of it called Eastside Kings, and it's amazing. They have this... I think I talked about it before. It's a top ramen bowl.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
No, it's okay.
I was going to say, I think Jeff... said he had some tacos there.
Yeah, well, you had
pork belly. No, I had pork belly. It's all Asian food. It's
and most
Japanese.
Of it is pork, though. Like, the top ramen has pork and a poached egg in it. It's so good.
Welcome, Bernie Burns.
Hey, guys. Sorry, I
don't
have... Don't we turn my mic on?
Oh, quick. I was even going to say, turn on my mic. Sorry that I'm late.
Well, it's all good.
I was busy paying off a decade-long mistress who I had a child with. Did you hear we were talking about this earlier. Did you hear the new revelation that the woman named both of her kids after Arnold Schwarzenegger characters in movies?
Did she really?
Yeah, supposedly.
She's a huge fan.
Yeah, apparently.
One was named Connor and the other Tanner.
I think that's what I
mean. We don't know who Tanner is, though. We were trying to figure that out.
I wish I had the quote that I read from a CNN article about it, which was, he made his announcement, like public announcement about it. And after he made this public announcement, I guess he didn't tell her that he was going to make this announcement. So a reporter from, I think, the LA Times, right, Gus?
Yeah, it was the LA Times.
Called her and said, hey, we've heard that you have a illegitimate child with Arnold Schwarzenegger. She goes, no, my son is the child of my husband and names him. He goes, well, he just made a public announcement that said that that's his kid and that, he it was an illegitimate child.
That's awful.
And then she says, I have no comment. How awesome is she? I mean, it's like, she can keep a secret, can't she?
Yeah, no kidding.
That is quick thinking.
That's shitty, though. I mean, that's bad enough, right? The whole situation is bad enough. But she's got a husband, you know? It's like, she's kept the secret from him for all these years.
I got news for you. She doesn't have a husband.
No, but that's such bullshit. Like, if you're going to have an affair with somebody, it feels like it should be balanced.
No, she was involved. I mean, let's not defend her. Not poor her. She was just as involved.
I'm not saying poor her. I'm just saying that's shitty of him.
It's shitty of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
To out her after she kept the secret for him for so many years.
Yeah, it's pretty nutty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then not even tell her or like give her a heads up that this is coming down the pipe.
Not even a text.
Yeah.
Press conference, LOL.
I was just amazed. Like, she, even after the thing came out, she was, I'm sticking to my story. Yeah. I'm not saying anything else.
No.
Did you see the pictures of her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ben showed them to me.
She's hot.
Well, she's retired. She probably had her day, you know?
She's a lot hotter than me after telling the LA Times reporter to fuck off. I like that.
Man, I heard a crazy story that's supposedly true the other day about weird old Hollywood. I guess the guy that used to be the producer of the Johnny Carson show, who was Johnny's producer for years and years and years. His wife was like this crazy Hollywood socialite who blew through all this dude's money. And this dude had a lot of money from producing The Tonight Show.
I would imagine.
And dude actually had a falling out at the very end of his life, and Johnny cut him off. But anyway, so this guy had this ton of money, and this wife was like the typical L.A. Hollywood wife who just had these crazy exorbitant parties and blew through all of her money. And then the guy died and couldn't make any more money, and she was essentially broke living in her mansion. And her maid – speaking of this is what made me think of it – her maid had been her maid for like 40 years and was tired and old and retired and was like, I'm going back to Mexico. I'm done. And she was like, "Will you? What am I going to do? You're my only friend. No, everyone in Hollywood has abandoned me because I'm out of money, essentially. And I guess nobody really liked her to begin with. And she goes, well, you can come to Mexico and live with me. Goes to Mexico to live with the maid. Apparently, over the last 40 years, the maid had been taking all the money she was making and had built an exact replica of the mansion that they lived in America.
What?
In Mexico. Let the woman go live in the house and was her maid until they both died.
In Mexico. She was her maid?
Yeah.
Fucked up.
That's fucked up. She should have made the other woman her maid.
I know, right?
Perfect.
It should have been a crazy role reversal. But yeah, apparently, didn't tell them at any point that she was just taking all the money and then going down to Mexico and just having this awesome mansion that was identical to that house maid. Because, it's next to nothing.
But why would she get moved? Like, that was her retirement plan. And she goes down and just ends up being maid again.
She's used to cleaning it.
Yeah, you spend 40 or 50 years in a routine. I guess it's hard to break out of it.
I don't think it's hard to break out of that.
Yeah. If you do what you love, you never work a day in your life.
That's right, exactly.
Words of wisdom. Words to live by.
That's like too nuts to be true, but yeah.
It's like a bizarro Superman.
Look,
right?
Why isn't that a movie?
I know it sounds like a Cormac McCarthy novel.
I know. I guess
Danielle Steele somehow.
I guess the reason that Johnny cut the guy off too is pretty interesting. One of Johnny's kids died in a car accident, I guess, and Johnny was delivering a eulogy on the Tonight Show, and the guy gave Johnny the hurry up symbol because they had to go to commercial during the eulogy, and so after that was it. Like Johnny cut him off.
Oh wow. My God. Yeah.
It was all over after that.
A little bit tactless.
Yeah.
Did he really do that?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Fix that in editing, man. Don't fucking fix that in post. Don't fucking wrap him up.
I know. No shit, right?
I like what Carson did, too. Carson retired from that show, and he went on a boat and went out into the Pacific Ocean, and you never heard from the guy again.
That dude had the best exit of any celebrity ever.
Yep.
And he did awesome stuff too. Like, he still continued to write because he was such a funny dude. He wrote a lot of Letterman's jokes and monologues until he died. Like, every time he would have an idea, and this is even like Paris Hilton stuff, he would just like send it to Letterman and be like, hey, I thought of a funny joke. Here you go. And Letterman used every single joke that Carson ever gave him.
I believe it.
Yeah.
And he never got paid for them?
No, Johnny Carson was worth more money than God. He didn't need money. Yeah. He's just a funny dude.
Did you ever see his return TV appearance? You mean one TV return appearance?
No, I never saw it.
He was, I guess, going to visit Letterman, and they surprised him, and Johnny Carson just walked out one day on the set of Letterman, and everybody in the crowd went nuts. He walks up, shakes Letterman's hand, turns to the crowd, turns to the microphone to say something, and just goes, waves not, and then leaves.
I did see that now that you mentioned it.
He's pretty fucking amazing.
Yeah.
I gotta say.
That's awesome.
Carson was a cool fucking dude.
God, he's
also cruel fucking dude.
Was he?
Yeah, he was famous for being like a terrible ball buster. And when he cut off Jen Rivers. Jen Rivers was gonna take over The Tonight Show and she was in the wings for like 20 years waiting, and it was understood that she was gonna replace Johnny.
Well, that's her own fault.
And then she took she took that Saturday Night Show because
her husband convinced her to do it,
yeah,
right? And then he ended up like causing huge problems on that studio.
He did, but Johnny never spoke to her again. Like, when Johnny cut you off, that was it.
Well, I mean, in his defense, she was next in line. He was developing her to take over The Tonight Show. She then gets a show on another network competing against his show.
No, yeah. I understand. But I mean,
it was a bad move.
When he cut ties.
Yeah.
He was famous for it.
Yeah. Well, that's rough.
Yeah.
I heard that lemur that shit on his head, that thing never worked anywhere again. I think that thing's in a carnival in Florida now.
He lemur centipeded that thing.
Yeah. He's sweeping up. Yeah.
Remember that was like the most subversive clip from TV ever? The lemur that whatever, a monkey whatever,
yeah,
that
yeah.
peed on the back of his head, and it was supposed to be like, oh my God, that's crazy. That it was going to be on TV.
It was that and Crispin Glover trying to kick Letterman in the head.
Oh my God.
With his rock collection.
And now that's every episode of the Jersey Shore.
Pretty much.
That's the pilot for every MTV show ever.
The one episode where Ed McMahon got too drunk on The Tonight Show.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great episode, though.
I haven't seen that one.
That's funny.
Hey, I have to run though because we're doing some voice actor work today, and I'm going out to lunch with one of the voice actors. But I just want to say, since Reach has come out, mm-hmm. Halo Reach. Are the right bumper buttons on your controllers just going dead everywhere?
The left bumper button on my controller at home is busted.
Yeah. I don't think they were. I'm wondering if that's happened to everyone else. Like, all the right bumper buttons, because that's the melee button for me, all my controllers are dead.
I just had to buy a new controller last month.
Was it because of bumper buttons? Yeah.
They went out. The bumper buttons and also the nubs for the joysticks had gotten worn down.
Wow. Well, you're acidic.
Yeah, I guess I am. There's something
wrong with me. Have you ever seen Gus's laptop?
It's just a hate,
where he eats through the steel of his laptop.
I actually have to put these covers on it now. This is a protective cover because the sweat from my palms eats through the metal of the MacBook Pro and will leave like pitted holes all over it.
Yikes!
You got like that, like blood and aliens.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, except not as cool. Not nearly as cool.
Here, you want to experience it?
I don't want to experience anything.
The first scene in Aliens where they discover that, it's like, they shake hands with the aliens, like, oh, gross.
I was thinking my hand would be like the little mouth in the Alien Queen. Like,
All right, guys, I'll be back later. TTFN.
Oh.
So I guess Will Smith has been pissing everyone off lately.
Yeah, he did.
This trailer thing. What is that about? I don't even understand what the big deal is.
They're filming Men in Black 3, and he's got a trailer that's like 55 feet long, and then it inflates to a two-story trailer, and it's bigger than apartment complexes
there. It inflates to a two-story trailer.
Yeah, like it can expand in a two-story trailer. And so it's like this colossal monstrosity that was parked in the middle of the street in some neighborhood in, I guess, Soho, maybe?
Yeah, it was Soho.
And just the neighbor. I don't understand it either. Like, people were annoyed by it being too big and intrusive, so they moved it. I don't know.
This thing's fucking huge. Have you seen
it? It is big. It's fucking huge.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like, that's an 18-wheeler. That's two stories. That's not a trailer.
Man, did you see
how long was it parked there? I mean, is it that big of a deal?
It was parked there for weeks until the citizens complained.
Not only does it grow height-wise, it also expands width-wise. You see that?
Nice.
Yeah.
There's, like, sections that's
and the jut out. The crazy thing about it is that's his trailer to go in, like, between shooting. It's not where he lives. They rented an apartment for him in the neighborhood.
But why does he need that much space just to hang out?
Look at the inside.
But like,
what is he doing all that time?
If you were
jacking off constantly, I mean, come on.
Every room of the inflatable house.
You wouldn't want to touch a square inch of that trailer on the inside.
You could, I mean, like, you could make the case, like, for pampered, you know, overly indulgent rich celebrities want a wacky trailer to live in, but he's not living in there. He's got an apartment in the neighborhood.
In the
neighborhood? That's just where he goes between the shooting, you know?
And, like, waiting
for his call time.
I'm also,
in his defense, it's only 1,150 square feet.
I also read that it costs like $25,000 a month.
I've never seen like Will Smith is one of those like douchey Hollywood people though. It seems like he's pretty, you know, humble.
Where are you getting that? Where did that come from?
Just my perception.
He is very, very likable in his movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, so it's Tom Cruise.
Yes, not in real life. I've never met those guys, so
they're all
who knows.
You know, they're in that whole sign.
He doesn't ever have any public controversy apart from this thing, then, does he?
Not that I can think of.
Got a hot wife.
Yeah, definitely.
And some obnoxious kids.
All they do now is just push their kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
They whip their hair back and forth.
These kids are going to be huge.
Yeah, I would do it.
Did I send you the article the other day that I guess Miramax and Netflix reached a deal and Miramax movies are going to be on
it's
Netflix
fucking awesome.
Now? Nice. Starting next month?
Like Pulp Fiction and like everything.
Pulp Fiction will be streaming.
That's great.
Pulp Fiction and Good Will Hunting, so one of those movies I care about.
Speaking of that, did you see the there's no YouTube movie rentals that also goes on the Android market?
Yes. Yeah.
That seems interesting. I don't know why they haven't done that before.
Hey, can I go back to Will Smith for a second? Did you watch Saturday Night Live?
Yeah.
Can I make a request to to Lorne Michaels? Listen, Jay Farrow does amazing impressions. His impressions are great, but you've got to give him something to work with. That his Will Smith thing was so bad.
Yeah.
Everything like, you're like, he's in it doesn't
this
really go
is
anywhere.
Exactly what it would be like if Will Smith was being unfunny on the news.
Also, I don't think they let him do anything other than impressions.
Yeah, they never go anywhere. And it's always just like, all right, I get it. He's doing the impression, and now I have 3 more minutes of not
well,
of an
it's
unfunny
always,
impression.
It's always just set up because he can do the impression and not like fitting into something.
I know,
really.
Like I thought they did a good job with him when they remade the Unstoppable trailer.
Yes,
where he was like Denzel Washington. Yeah,
yeah, but and He does a great Jay-Z. He does, I mean, he does a great everybody.
Yeah.
But damn, there's just the material's so bad.
I'd like to see him doing some skits where he doesn't do an impression.
How do they work that? To get into skits, don't you have to kind of work at the writers and be really proactive if you're an actor there?
He's got to be pitching that stuff to get it.
So the problem is that he has bad ideas. He just has good impressions.
That might be it. And, you know, he might grow into it. Like, Keenan was pretty terrible the first couple seasons, and now I think he's great.
How long has he been on?
He's been on 9 years.
Yeah, he was pretty terrible the first nine.
Oh, no, he's awesome. No, he's awful. Great. And Jay Farrow has been in at least one skit. He was in that Mad Scientist
Blaxploitation movie. Yeah.
He was pretty funny though.
Hey, did you see, over the weekend I saw this video. I don't remember where I saw it. It might have been on Kotaku or Joystick. No, it wasn't Kotaku. I don't go there. It might have been on Joystick. Where,
dude, you're about to get us banned by Kotaku. Be careful.
Do people go to Kotaku?
Not after the redesign.
Not so much.
Went the other day to look for comic ideas.
There you go.
In your face, guys.
Oh, in our face. There was this video where I guess some dude was playing Halo Reach, and then after the game, like his team lost, and one of his teammates sent him an angry message. They're like, "You should have meleeed that guy when you were in the Jeep. I'm a hacker. I'm gonna find you, and I'm gonna kill you."
Ooh. That was a very funny video.
Yeah, so the guy who received that message, like, Googled the guy's gamer tag and found out where he lived. He's like, "Hey, how are you doing, Jason? How's Jacksonville?" Or whatever.
It was Richmond, Virginia. He goes, "Guess what? My brother's a hacker, and I told him you were going to hack me and kill me, so he's going to hack you." And the guy's like, "Yeah, whatever." And then he goes, "This is Jason's brother. I have hacked you. Well, you are in Richmond, Virginia." And the guy's like, "Dude, that
he's
is
like, he's like, not
up.
Cool.
Not cool."
It's really fucking funny.
Pretty fucking funny.
But I like that video. I thought they were in and out. And even they like showed the replay where the thing the dude was angry about was funny.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was good. Thank
God for the replay functionality in Reach.
Thank God for the
replay functionality. You know, it probably wasn't capturing at the time, and go back and you can get it and show what you're talking about. Reach? Yeah.
So do you still get the messages then, like the voice stuff, if you replay?
Well, it's in your... Oh, you mean the voice chat?
Yeah,
the
voice chat.
Game?
Yeah.
No. But you can go back and play the voice messages from your inbox that he sent. That
I
were sent
you.
Back and forth.
Okay.
All right. Well, I don't want this podcast to go too long because we got a late start today.
Yeah, we did.
But so let's wrap this shit up and grab some lunch.
Yeah. I am looking forward to very much lunch.
All right. So hopefully we'll have a video podcast next week and RTX.
You want to do a video podcast next week?
Yeah. Is it going to be like a live one with the audience?
No.
No.
It'd be like our other video podcasts, pre-recorded. The awesome way.
All right.
All right. Well, thanks for listening.
Well, have fun with that.
Bye-bye.
Ta-ta.